Shaken Up, written by Benjamin Russell, narrated by Rhea 314, for Black Class in ITPE 2023. Fandom 911, rating teen and up audiences, no archive warning supply. Pairing Evan Buck Buckley / Eddie Diaz / Shannon Diaz. The fire truck pulled up to the scene, and Eddie and the rest of the crew piled out. A car had plowed through a crowd of people at a crosswalk, so they weren't expecting a pretty sight. And indeed, as they surveyed the scene, the truth of that became apparent. A car had T-boned another, a pedestrian had been knocked off a scooter, and the police were corralling the bystanders. As acting captain, Chimney quickly assigned everyone tasks, including sending Eddie and Buck to check on the driver who'd caused it all. She was alert and talking, so from a quick checkover, it seemed she'd probably escaped with not much more than whiplash. But her concern was clearly over the injured people. "Oh God, there was a woman. Is she all right?" the driver asked, close to tears. Buck ducked out of the car and looked the way the car had come from, and from the tense lines of his body, Eddie could tell it couldn't be good. "Buck?" When he didn't immediately reply, Eddie darted back out of the car, too. "Eddie!" a familiar voice called out, sounding distraught. He snapped his attention towards where Hen and Chimney were knelt by the person who'd been hit by the car, his heart suddenly hammering in his chest. He hurried towards them, but then he caught sight of the owner of the voice. Shannon. She looked as pale as if she'd seen a ghost, and Eddie rushed towards her. He spared a glance for the woman on the floor, the medic part of his brain thinking it didn't look good. "Eddie, oh God!" Shannon threw herself at him, burying her face in his shoulder. Eddie wrapped his arms around her, the fear from when he'd realized she was on the scene abating a little at the feeling of her in his arms.
"Are you hurt?"
he demanded, trying to calm his racing heartbeat, and resisting the urge to start patting her down in an attempt to search for any injuries. Shannon shook her head, before pulling back just enough to look up at him. "I'm okay. I'm just shook up."
"What happened?"
"That car came around the corner too quickly, just as that poor woman stepped out." Shannon hiccuped as if she were fighting back tears before adding, "It could have been me." Eddie's heart felt like it stopped for a second at the idea. Shannon had only been back in his life for about 6 months. He couldn't lose her already. Chris couldn't lose her again. "I was next to her on the sidewalk, about to cross, but stopped to reply to Buck's text, and the next thing I knew, that car hit her." He rubbed circles on her back while holding her tight with his other arm. A small part of his brain was saying that he should get back to work, but the rest of it agreed that Shannon was the priority. The driver was ready to transport, and the rest of the crew had everything under control.
"You're okay. You're okay," Eddie repeated, reassuring both of them.
Then a hand landed on Eddie's shoulder, and he turned his head to meet Buck's concerned gaze.
"Close call, but she's okay," he told him with relief.
"Texting you saved my life," Shannon said, making a weak attempt to lighten the mood as she looked up at Buck, pulling away from Eddie.
"Well, I'm even more glad you texted me then."
Buck took a turn to hug her tightly before glancing at Eddie. "They're taking the victim to the hospital, and another RA unit has arrived for the driver. I think we'll be leaving soon." Eddie nodded and murmured an acknowledgement before overhearing the tail end of a comment from a teenager nearby. "Jealous? Being comforted by not one but two hot firefighters?" He mentally rolled his eyes, disagreeing with them. He was the one who was lucky, getting to have both Buck and Shannon in his life. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening, and happy ITPE Black Class. Hope you enjoyed it.